We have interrupted our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. This is an emergency broadcast system.
Sweet, merciful crap!
Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
This station will remain on the air to broadcast news, official information, and
Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Presley and all the kings of rock and roll. Lou Costello, the Intruders, the Illusion, Eddie Cochran, Buddy Holly, Miguel Bobby, Stealth Wago, Stealth Shannon, MC5, Velvet, Stooges, Louis Jordan, Roscoe Gordon, the Raiders and the Whalers and the Kingsmen and the Sonics, Fair Spread in the Land, Young Clan, the Flintstones, the Liars and the Real Kids, the Modern Lovers, Alan Vega, Los Lobos, the Jeffries, the Dantes and the Headhunters too. Mitch Ryder, Richie Valens, the Isleys, Parliament and the Jackson 5, the Rivingtons, Donna Summer, Martha Reeves, Richard Berry, Barry Gordy, woo! Chuck Berry, and Louie, come on, Louie.
Da, 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 da. We're all gone crazy. Yes, we have. We've all gone crazy. Yes, we have. Hey, everybody. It's Chris. This is Strike the Box. A little extra long version. Not usually doing a show every week. I usually do them every other week. But I figured, why don't I do a little quickie for this week and put out an hour show. So that's what we're doing this week. Just a little extra long version. I'm not going to say I'm going to do it every week, but I figure people need some getaway time. I know I do. So that's why I'm doing an hour show today. We finished up that set with some Fleshtones with America Beat 84. It's a re-release of a song they originally recorded that back in 1979 called American Beat. And I believe they were in the movie... I know they were in the movie Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks. Fleshtones have, yeah, been around since 1979, and they're still kicking some butt, putting out music. We started things out with a group called the Carrie Ann's. This song is a cure, and you can get that off of Big Stir Records, their compilation called The Second Wave. They actually have six, possibly, I think maybe now seven compilations that they've put out, and I got to tell you, there's some kick-ass music on these compilations. I think today's show might be some music from compilations that I have really enjoyed through the years and have turned me on to some groups. But like I said, it's a Carrie Ann's. This song's a cure. It's off the second wave of Big Stir singles. So just type in BigStirRecords.com. And then we threw in some Heartbreakers with All By Myself from 1977. I believe that version is from CBGB's. I'm not sure. I got it off a compilation. What can I tell you? Special homemade compilation from Bill Kelly. All right. You know the routine. It's anything and everything. So it's a short show today. So let's get back to the music. You're listening to Strike the Box here at WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
little man.
See The Monsters Crash the Pajama Party, the first movie ever filmed in horror vision, Hollywood's latest miracle. You'll scream as fiendish movie monsters actually become alive, then crash right out of the screen, go into the audience, and carry screaming girls from their seats right back into the picture to become part of the movie. We warn you, horror vision is not 3D. The movie monsters become real flesh and blood. Be sure to see The Monsters Crash the Pajama Party in horror vision and color.
Down from Las Vegas track. He's flipped his lid, hangs in a cave, and sleeps in a coffin near Dracula's grave. He's mean, ornery, mad and rough, always misbehaves and dips chocolate snuff. Don't meddle with this, cause he'd you forget it. Just hop in your Woody and split, man, split it.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Dick, man, let's take him on a trip.
So my fellows, grab your chain. Down Hollywood Lane.
This wolfman takes his bath inside a grave over Zombie Hill, always making for the kill. For weekend blast, this catch the worst, racing John, Paul, George, and Ringo in his suit at first. But the beast got beat and he howled and cried. So if he says he won, you know he lied. Yeah! Now kittens and cats, if you're ever out on Sunset Strip, sidewalk surfing or just taking a trip, souping a Woody or a cute 409, you see a monster only one of a kind. A big fat tummy full of tiger meat, pushing a cement mix and dragging his feet. Don't intervene, don't be no fool, man, don't carry this beast, blue is cool.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Dick, man, let's take him on a trip.
Some bombing floats, eats corpse meat, chases chicks, legs blonde, and has big bad feet. He plays the bongo with a watusi beat, and does the jerk and the swim right on the street. Now Dragster's like, take my advice, don't dig his show, cause it's not worth the price. Don't stop for water, oil, or gas, keep right on moving, right on past.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Let's take him on a trip.
So my fellas, grab your chain. Swing that monster down Hollywood Lane.
Hey, Dick Man, let's take him on a trip.
Indeed. That's the name of the band. Indeed. I-N-D-E-E-D. And that's their song, Marry Myself, from a compilation of Big Stir Records, The Second Wave. Indeed being from Sweden, they are. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Okay, enough of that. Dirty Truckers with a Little Mine. And that is coming off. Second Dose album will be released on Rumbar Records. So check out Rumbar Records. And you'll get the song, Little Mine. followed it up with a little novelty 45 from Teddy Durant called The Beast of Sunset Strip. That came off the Impressions label from 1965. The A-side of that little 45 was The Night Stalker. And who knew that we'd have a TV show called The Night Stalker in the early 70s? Get Smart. No, not the TV show Get Smart, but the band Get Smart. Punk rock band from Lawrence, Kansas. Who knew? They had a bunch of records out in early, mid-80s. This song, Just for the Moment, was off a compilation I have of Enigma variations of songs that the Enigma label put out. That song came off a record, well, as I said, off the compilation, but for the band itself, it came off a record called Action Reaction from 1984. We followed it up with some Otis Redding with the original version of Respect that he put out in 1965. He originally wrote that song for Speedo Sims, but for some reason, I guess it just wasn't sounding good, so Otis decided to record it himself and put it out. And then the big version that we all know of was by Aretha Franklin. Hey, do you remember back in the day when we thought that we would just get all blown up by nuclear war? Well, my next block of songs harkens back to those days when we thought the big threat was the Big Red and that we'd all get just blown off the map one day. So let's see what I concocted for my next group of songs. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box, the pre-recorded version. Hopefully we'll be back in the studio someday. I just don't know when. All right, enough of me talking. Oh, I have to do a public service announcement. Okay, so with the corona going on, and there's no restaurants that we can go to, at least right now in Massachusetts, I'm sure many people are breaking out their barbecue grills since the weather is getting a lot warmer. Just a reminder that if you are going to break out your barbecue grill, to practice social distance. No, not you from the grill from your house. Remember, don't be having your grill on a deck. Definitely don't be having your grill on the back or front porch. Some of the biggest fires that we've had around here have been from people grilling out on their back porch or even front porch. Remember, these three deckers, they're kind of like a big lumberyard. It's not good when you have the fire on the porch. If you're going to barbecue, make sure that it's 10 feet from the house. Practice safe distance. Public service message brought to you by me, Chris, and from the Sunwell Fire Department. All right, enough of me. Back to the music.
I reckon this is it. Nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies.
Yeah. shall we play a game?
Got a doll, baby, I love her so. Nothing else like her anywhere you go. A man, she's anything but calm. A regular pint-sized atom bomb.
Atom bomb, baby, little atom bomb. I want her in my wigwam. She's just the way I want her to be. A million times hotter than TNT. Leona, Leona, Leona.
Atom bomb, baby, loaded with power. Radioactive as a TV tower. A nuclear fission in her soul. Loves with the electronic control.
Atom bomb, baby, little atom bomb. I want her in my wigwam. She's just the way I want her to be. A million times hotter than TNT. Leona, Leona, Leona.
Atom bomb, baby, boy, she can start one of those chain reactions in my heart. A big explosion, big and loud, mushrooms me right up on a cloud.
Atom bomb, baby, little atom bomb. I want her in my wigwam. She's just the way I want her to be. A million times hotter than TNT. Leada, bum, Leada, bum, Leada, bum.
Atom bomb, baby, sweet as a plum. Carries more wild than uranium. When she kisses, there's no hitch. 0 hours, she turns on the switch.
Atom bomb, baby, little atom bomb. I want her in my wigwam. She's just the way I want her to be. A million times hotter than TNT. Atom bomb, baby, little atom bomb. I want her in my wigwam. Just the
way I want it to be. A million times harder than TNT. Atom bomb, baby, little atom bomb. Means more to me that headbutt that you gave to me. Go ahead!
Thanks.
The Doomsday Machine.
The Doomsday Machine? What is that?
A device which will destroy all human and animal life on Earth.
Last night I was dreaming, dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomber went off and I was caught. I was the only man on the ground. There was 13 women and only one man in town. 13 women and only one man in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only man in town is me. With 13 women and me, the only man around. I had two gals every morning, seeing that I was well fed. I'm believing you me, one sweetened my tea, while another one buttered my bread. And another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring, about 40 carats, I suppose. Well, 13 women and only one man in town. There was a 13 women and only one man in town. It was something I can't forget, because I think of those 13 women, yeah. Well, 13 women and only one man around. Did their best, boy, they sure were alive and high. I thought I was in heaven, and all of these angels were mine. But I woke up and I ended the dream, cause I had to get to work on time. Well, 13 women and only one man in town. There was 13 women and only one man in town. No, I can't tell you where I've been, cause I kinda think that someday I'll go back again to those 13 women, me the only man around. Well, the 13 women, me the only man around. Well, the 13 women, me the only man around.
This is Groucho Marx. A few days ago, I was talking with the Director of Civil Defense, and he told me some things that I feel everyone should know. That's why I'm speaking to you now. Did you know, for example, that your chances of surviving an atom bomb attack are excellent? It's true, but there's a big if. You must do everything possible now to help yourself and your family. Nobody else will help you. Listen, because this is important. Keep a complete first aid kit handy. Keep a closed container of drinking water in your refrigerator, enough for 3 days. Be sure you have a good fire extinguisher. Take a look around your house right now and pick out the safest spot, away from windows and doors. Make sure that every member of your family understands he is to rush to that safe spot when there's danger. I'm convinced that these precautions are necessary right now, and I hope I can convince you. They're important to your family, yourself, and your community.
It takes a second to say goodbye. Seconds by U2. That line, it takes a second to say goodbye, was written by Edge, and Bono wrote the rest of the song. Originally released back in 1983 from the album War. We started off with The Weirdos from 1978 off the Danger House label. We have the Neutron Bomb. Actually, we don't. They kind of cut funding for that, so we just still have the Hydrogen Bomb. The Five Stars from 1957, Atom Bomb Baby. Followed it up with the UK Subs with Warhead. The single originally released in 1980. I like the version I just played, the live version. It's from an album called In Action, 10th Anniversary. And then we had some Bill Haley and his Comets with 13 Women. And believe it or not, that's the B-side of that famous song, Rock Around the Clock. So there is your nuclear block, I guess you could say. I'm kind of running out of time, so I want to get back to the music. You'll listen to Chris here on WMFO in Medved, 91.5 FM, on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. We will hopefully have a two-hour show next week. Like I said earlier, I can't guarantee that I'll be doing something every week. Just trying to get some stuff out there. Time's kind of tight, and the world's crazy these days, I know. So hopefully the music is helping. All right, enough of me. Back to the music.
We'll be right back.
music means that I have to collect my stuff and get on out of here because my time is up. Quickie 1 hour show today. Put it out there. I wasn't scheduled for a show this week, but we all need a little music. We just finished up with some Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. Originally born in Mavia, moved to Lynn. That's his 45 Palisades Park off the Swan label, 1962. Was sitting in Manhattan and looked out to Palisades Cliffs, New Jersey, and saw the park and wrote a song about it. That park actually closing in 1972. I remember going to Paragon Park on Nantasket Beach when I was a little kid. That's where we would have our summer vacation because we couldn't really go anywhere, didn't have a lot of money. So summer vacation was day and night at Nantasket Beach and Paragon Park. We started things out with some 10cc by request. Brian wanted to hear Headline Hustler. It's a rare single from 1973. Some Dean Landau with Top Down from 2019. Check him out at deanlandau@bandcamp.com, I believe it is. Just make sure you Google Dean Landau and you'll find him. And that's L-A-N-D-E-W. And that's pretty much it for me today. Hopefully we're all hanging in there. Got one more song coming up by the Rolling Stones. And I think it probably says it all. Maybe, I don't know. I was supposed to have a vacation last week, which unfortunately wasn't able to do because it's just a lot of work to do and nowhere to go. So hopefully I'll get a vacation sometime this summer. But I shouldn't be complaining. I've been very lucky during all this. Hopefully you have too. Take care, everybody. Be safe out there, and I hope be back in the studio someday. Bye, everybody. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Return control of your television set to you until next week at this same time when the control voice will take you to
Break the Box with Chris.
WMFO in Vivid.